During the worst of the pandemic, early childhood educators were on the front lines. Even when many parents were scared to send their children, the child care providers stayed open and kept children healthy and safe for hours at a time. New research indicates something more. The children were learning. Doug Limp from Maryland Family Network is here with more. What did you find out, Doug?
Those who spend a lot of time with child care providers won't be surprised at this news. But for the skeptics out there, it bears sharing. A UK study indicates that while many children were falling behind during the pandemic, those in formal childcare settings actually saw a boost in vocabulary during the first year of the pandemic.
Children in quality childcare generally learn more than those in informal care, right?
There's some famous studies out there that show the millions more words that children in childcare hear as opposed to those not in quality care. The new study further establishes the value of childcare in language development for children from low-income households.
The UK researchers say the young children could produce an average of 29 more words for each day they spent in childcare and understand an average of 16 more words than toddlers who did not spend time in childcare settings.
Young children learn constantly. So when a preschooler, for example, is in the care of someone who is talking, reading, singing, and asking questions all day long, that child is going to pick up a lot more words than the child who's at home with a busy parent or watching TV.
During the pandemic, we were worried that the disruptions would negatively impact children's language skills. This study gives us hope that that's not the case.
Yep, I agree. The impact of a formal childcare program has on a child's learning is prolonged and can't be overemphasized. But especially for children born without financial advantages, quality childcare, early Head Start, and other early learning programs significantly narrow the gap in child development and eventually level socioeconomic inequalities.
We look forward to following these children's progress for years to come.